Okay, so Karen, tell me about Operation Cloudburst.
Operation Cloudburst was a multi-agency operation in response to concerns around offences of slavery and human trafficking that were taking place at a car wash in Walton-on-Thames. And the operation actually was carried out on the Wednesday, the 23rd of November. It was aimed at targeting those who were involved in exploiting children and adults in relation to labour and actually modern slavery in its entirety. Can I just give you a little bit of a background what slavery is,
Yep,
Dom?
definitely go ahead.
Okay. Well, slavery is a violation of a person's human rights, and it can take the form of human trafficking, forced or bonded labour, forced marriage, and/or domestic slavery. And in this particular case, we were concerned that people were being required under duress to work at that location for either limited money or unkept in domestic sort of servitude. So that was our response to the concerns that were raised. And we actually worked alongside partner agencies that included the National Crime Agency, the Modern Slavery Human Trafficking Unit, the UK Immigration Enforcement Team, Elmbridge Borough Council, and the Department for Working and Pensions, and supported by the Red Cross and the Salvation Army charities. The clampdown focused on establishing the status of those workers and whether they were being trafficked or being exploited through that. And that was examining their poor living conditions to see if they were being cared for, that they had identification to prove their nationality, and whether or not they were actually being criminally exploited by the persons that owned that business.
And in this operation, were you targeting this one specific car wash, or was there a few involved?
As part of our response with partner agencies, we do periodically do work together and attend places of where people could be employed and be exploited, and that would include car washes, nail bars, restaurants, the agricultural industry, and potentially the criminal exploitation around people being required to manage cannabis farms. And when I talk about that, it could be in a domestic scenario. So this is part of our policing response to this growing and emerging threat. On this occasion, we've gone in with our colleagues and we obviously established the full facts once we were there.
And obviously, this kind of thing is an ongoing thing for the force, but in this Operation Cloudburst in particular, was it just this one Walton car wash?
On this occasion, yes, it was. It was just this particular one, Tom. I think what's important for us to get our message out there is that we will respond, whether it be to the community raising concerns around people's living conditions or actual concerns around how the actual business is being operated. And it's general policing, even with Elmbridge Borough Council, around businesses being registered. So I think it's proactive policing coming together and responding and identifying potential victims through that process.
And you said you had concerns about this particular car wash. What was the outcome in the end? What happened when you went in, and what did you find?
Well, obviously, from our perspective, we've gone in there. It's still an ongoing investigation. What we can say that with immigration enforcement, 14 people were found on the premises working there, and obviously we are working with them to establish their status in the country and their working conditions. I can't go into any more details other than that. But I can say is that we're working collaboratively across with those partner agencies and with the charities as well, the Red Cross and the Salvation Army. A person has been arrested and they're currently on bail.
And Karen, you talked there about members of the public reporting if they feel like there may be acts of slavery or human trafficking going on. And there was one thing I actually did read in a press release that was quite an important point, I thought, was about the prices of car washes and telling maybe from that, if something looks too good to be true, too cheap a car wash, that could potentially be a sign. It's those kind of things the public can be looking out for, isn't it?
Absolutely, and I think we have to get the balance right. We do have legitimate companies out there that are providing that service, and that's the first point I want to make. But it is true around the cost that you're paying for goods or a service. What is that real cost? And are there other warning signs that can help you sort of raise your concern if you think there could be someone being subject to modern slavery? And that's about the interaction with the individuals. Victims may be really allowed to travel around, or they feel that they are being not treated very well within that work setting. So all these factors, I think from a domestic point of view, thinking about your neighbours, is there a property nearby that could have large numbers living in a location which is out of kilter to what you would normally expect, and you've got concerns around how those individuals are moving to and from that property, because a lot of that is around restricted freedom of movement by persons not having that opportunity, and they're the sort of warning signs that if someone's got a concern, we would prefer you to contact us to raise those concerns, and we can either allay your fears or actually potentially there is a concern there around someone being exploited or trafficked.
And the term slavery in particular, I mean, human trafficking is awful as well, slavery is awful, but slavery you almost don't think of so much now. You almost think of it as more of an ancient thing that used to happen ages ago, but it still is a big problem, isn't it, Karen? And how much of a problem is it? And in these areas as well, in Surrey, it is happening, isn't it?
It is. Slavery, forced labour, it's one of the largest areas where people are being exploited generally to either work against their will, or they're under a debt bondage where they're required to pay back a debt, but they'll never be able to pay that debt back. And the criminal exploitation as well, controlled and maltreated victims, you know, and they're forced into the crimes I've talked about through cannabis cultivation or actually bulk shoplifting. And as you say, domestic servitude around potentially coming into the UK thinking they're going to get a good wage and have a good life here to work. But when they are actually here, they are working within an environment, but they're being exploited, and then their world and their lives are then controlled, and it's generally through force or fear. And that's very difficult, and that's why it's called a hidden crime, but it's in plain sight, because it's generally within the industries that I've talked about already, through service industries, that we don't see it.